On March 2, 2016, the U.S. Treasury issued proposed regulations under Section 6035, including the subsequent transfer provision under Treasury Reg Section 1.6035-1, parens F. This regulatory provision requires related party subsequent transfers to be reported on a supplemental 8971 by the heir or beneficiary that has received the property. For example, Randy dies in 2016, leaving property to his grandniece Hannah, age 1. 85 years later, Hannah transfers the property via gift to her grandchildren. Hannah is now required to file a supplemental 8971 and Schedule A to report the carryover basis. More importantly, this provision may already apply to property received from 2014 and 2015 estates where heirs received bequests and subsequently engaged in gifts to family members. For example, Laura died in May of 2014, and her 706 was filed in August of 2015. An 8971 was required. Laura's estate passed to her children. Subsequently, her children gifted securities received from her estate to their children. Under Section 1015, the grandchildren naturally will take a carryover basis. Laura's children are now required to file an 8971 to report the subsequent transfer. This provision applies to direct transfers to a transferor's family, a controlled entity, and any grant or trust of which the transferor is now the deemed owner. Preparers completing Forms 8971 for clients should alert the clients to the subsequent filing responsibility under these regulations. On behalf of the Ultimate Estate Planner, this has been Bob Keebler. Thank you for joining me.